Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. This week, we are going to learn about sharing the good news. So, over the past few weeks, we've been learning about different religions and why Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. We've been learning a little bit of what's called apologetics, which is basically just defending your faith. This is important because the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15, tells us always to be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks us a reason for the hope that is within us, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. That is what 1 Peter 3:15 says. So, in other words, we should be ready to give a defense of our faith with control, gentleness, and respect to anyone who asks, while living properly and righteously. In Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." So there are lots of people in the world who don't know Jesus and are not saved. You probably know at least a few people who don't know Jesus. Maybe it's your friend, your neighbor, or family member. It can be scary to share the gospel with people. And remember, the gospel just means good news. The gospel is the good news about how Jesus Christ has come and saved us. It can be scary to share the gospel with people, but the Bible tells us to. I've heard an evangelist put it this way. Okay, picture this with me. There's a really icy pond. It's like in the middle of a super snowy hills, a super icy pond, and it looks freezing cold. You don't want to jump in. No way. But if there's someone in the pond, maybe they're having difficulty swimming, or they want to get out but they can't, you will jump in for them and save them. Likewise, even though it may be uncomfortable, if we really love people, we will share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with them, so that they can escape hell and spend eternity with God. One awkward moment is definitely worth that person's eternity. Also, we can pray for boldness to share the gospel, like the disciples prayed for boldness in Acts 4:29, and like Paul did in Ephesians 6:19. Also, we can pray that we speak the gospel, the good news, with clarity, being clear, like Paul prayed in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 4. It says in Acts, chapter 17, verse 17, that Paul even reasoned daily with the people who happened to be in the marketplace. He also went to synagogues, which are Jewish temples, and taught the good news. Acts 28 also says Paul preached from his house. He is a good example of how we should be sharing the good news. So, this week, pray for boldness to share the gospel clearly with people who don't believe in Jesus. Dare to take those steps, even if they're hard, in obedience and gentleness, control and respect. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 15 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That is what Romans 10 9 through 16, or actually that was 9 through 17, says. So it's important to go out and share the gospel so that people will be saved. Not everyone will believe, but it's still important to go and to share with anyone you can in the hopes that they too will find eternal life in Jesus. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.